Joining us now on a forced day out of the water, Juliana Barr-Thompson. Good morning.
Hey, how are you going?
Yeah, really good, Juliana. Now tell us, why is this a forced day out? What's happened?
We've got a huge kind of low pressure system sitting off the east coast. So that, kind of making conditions not ideal to be in. Yeah, I think the winds are 25 knots. So that's pretty quick. So, the safest option was to just have a lay day today.
Now, is that coming behind you or in front of you? Because it'd be hard to paddle into, but it might be a help if it's behind you.
Well, I know. That's why I was actually pretty keen to just get on the water anyway today. But it was my crew who overruled the decision, unfortunately. But basically, the winds, they're kind of coming from like a southeast. So, they are slightly behind me, but there's a bit of crosswind in that. So with winds that strong, it actually kind of really smashes one shoulder when I try to keep myself in a line. So
Yeah.
So last time we spoke to you, Juliana, you'd had some encounters with whales, with dolphins. Any other sea life you've encountered so far?
Yeah. So 2 days ago I just left and I was probably, an hour into the paddle, and next second there's a giant humpback whale right next to me.
Amazing.
Wow.
And so initially I was like, oh, this is awesome. And so I kept paddling. But it was awesome until it realized I was there and it kind of was interested in me. And it was like, it was super friendly, but I wasn't having a bar of it.
So I'm not that into you, man.
Fastest I've paddled out of there.
They are impressive,
so
aren't
scary.
They?
Yeah, it went under me and I was like, oh my God. Like, it was so huge and it was black and just under the water. And yeah, I was freaking out.
I bet.
Yeah, cool. Where are you now? Where have you made it to? And what are you, a quarter of the way there yet? What would you say?
I don't know if I'd say a quarter, but I'm at Port Macquarie, moving north, so it's a start.
Yeah, well, I mean, Newcastle to Port Macquarie, it's a bit soft, mate. Surely you should be working a bit harder, you know.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
You can be forgiven for doing a wee-wee in the ocean. I suppose that's something that goes with it. I know triathletes just let it all hang out when they're doing your thing. And you're a former triathlete.
Oh, geez.
What about number twos? Do we make a special stop for number twos, or you just create a couple of moonfish on the way?
Well, to be honest, I haven't had that urge out at sea, thank goodness, because it's bitterly cold. So to strip the wetsuit off would be painful. I think my body kind of knows that it's a morning or afternoon sort of job to do that.
I guess you could have a little compartment stitched into your wetty.
That'd be a high-tech wetsuit. When you find one of them, can you ship it to me?
You said ship it to you, didn't you? Yeah.
I did.
Yeah, no, that's fine. All right, JBT, we are in love with your journey. We're so proud of everything you're doing and raising awareness, obviously, for the White Ribbon Foundation and obviously domestic violence in tow.
Yeah, we'll chat to you again next week, Juliana, and you can track your journey at mermaidwithamessage.com.au. Thanks for coming on the show again.
All right, thanks so much.